I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
So as I was telling Ski, I got, I upgraded my speeds with my Wi-Fi today. So I'm hoping we're not going to be chonky anymore. Already I have seen a little bit of chunk though. So
really?
Yeah. Just now. Yeah. I don't know, man. It might be my laptop. I don't know. Hey, if anybody wants to buy me a new laptop, that's what I do. Yeah. No, how about a PC? How about that? Like a $1,500 gaming PC. That's what I need. CTE Benoit says he's going to be in the OC next weekend.
See you there, bud.
Yeah, man.
Now, what's cracking off in the OC, man?
Crack-a-lackin'.
A funeral. For me, it's a funeral.
Hey-o! So, if you are watching us right now on Twitch, twitch.tv/TSBpod, you have just seen one of the new cool things that is available to you as a viewer of our Twitch stream. DuckDuckChef just gifted subscriptions to our channel to a bunch of people because we now are a Twitch affiliate. I think it's because of the amount of followers we just reached.
What the fuck is a Twitch?
Yeah, it's us now. But so
whatever it is, you're affiliated now, King. Mm-hmm, you're in with the twitching.
I've always been affiliated, so you know what I'm saying. It's chonky right now. It's chonky right now, but I'm doing gang signs. You can't see it because it's chonky, but I'm doing gang signs. So what being an affiliate means is that we, that our viewers now have the ability to, subscribe. They can do bits, which are like I don't know what they are. There's like a little thing on the bottom where if you hit bits and if you hit it, it gives us a penny for everyone you do. So I don't know. It's weird.
King does plenty of bits.
Yeah, yeah, I know what a bit is.
Attorney. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
King's
come
the bit. Brother. Got the bit king over here.
Hey, Elon. Donnie, settle. Let's calm down. We love you both.
I think anytime someone donates a bit, King, you got to do a bit. I think that's just how it goes.
Fuck is this like know. One of those things where they're like, roses, waterfall. Yeah,
that's what I brought that those weirdos up not long ago, right? The NPC people were, yeah, you,
yeah. Thanks the rose. Yeah.
I like this. Yeah. No, I like this idea. You mentioned dab. You shouldn't have mentioned dab. Every time somebody gives us a bit, I'm going to tell you and you have to dab. There.
I think if anyone ever
a penny for a dab.
I was gonna say any like subscriber King has to like hit some like smoke some shatter or something.
We no. First
make
of all,
make it worthwhile.
No,
here.
No.
Off screen, of course, right?
Yes. No shatter.
Off-screen. Yes.
No shatter. I'm not doing shatter. I did shatter during COVID.
You did.
And the Anthony Brown Mario Cristobal year. And that was enough. Never again. Good. I'm good.
Never again. Never forget.
Never again.
Never forget.
Well, except
never.
The news of Evan Stewart potentially like blowing his knee out didn't make you want to hit the shatter also?
Yeah, well, you know what, Ski? We'll get to that, all right? Like, first, we're talking about us, all right? Would you settle down? Fuck. This guy wants to talk about the Ducks all the fucking time. Like, would you chill? Like, chill, bro.
I'm a big Duck offseason guy.
And as if we're not going to lead with Ping anyways. Like, we're the Ping podcast for Oregon, so...
The number one Diamond Duck Discord.
I mean, come on, bro. So anyway, real quick, like one quick thing on the Twitch thing. So again, if you are listening to this, you can join in the fun, twitch.tv/TSBpod. And you know what? Like, we have a very small group of folks who like listens to us regularly, hops in the chat regularly, and has a good time with us. This stuff doesn't happen without you guys. So, like, thank you. Really appreciate it. Big ups to Nutty and Duck Duck Chef for gifting people subs, too. Like, that's awesome. Cool. It's just cool. And I appreciate you. Even if these two don't. They talk shit about you guys, like,
no, all the time. I hear them, and I see them.
Yeah. And that's all you're going to get.
Free street agents, free street agent shirts for all those people. If I ever find them in my garage,
yes.
That they might not actually be. They might not actually be there.
Yeah. You will not.
How big of a shovel do you need to find those?
I actually am currently cleaning out my garage.
Ooh.
So there's a chance. Chance.
Woo! That's but bro, that's like Patreon stuff. So once we get on the Patreon, then you guys can really subscribe, and then you get the shirts.
Dude, those things are fucking vintage at this point.
They really are, actually. Like, actually. big ups to you guys. Thank you. Real quick, like, movie on Sunday. We also do the movie podcast. It is Novocaine. It is the listener movie. So we watch Novocaine because we are a democracy, and you guys voted for it in our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord, if you want to join that. So watch that. It is on Paramount Plus, and then you can listen to us talk about that on Sunday.
And good. And next week, we go back to our dictatorship where you guys are forced to watch what we tell you to watch. So.
Correct.
There you go.
Correct. Yeah, maybe some like premium content we could offer is us like streaming, watching the movie, and then everybody else could.
Dicks.
Yeah. It does sound like a dick move by us.
No, I just say it's just showing dicks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought that's weird.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
But by the way, how is Twitch like the one streaming service that's so prudish to be like, you can't show marijuana? What the fuck? There's like entire podcasts with millions of followers where one of the bits is they smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Which one is that?
All the smoke, and Joe Rogan.
Are they on YouTube?
Doesn't Bill Maher have one as well where he's,
I don't know,
like a one-on-one setting where he smokes weed on? And
yo, I don't know. Maybe I'll dig through the fucking agreement. You know what I mean? Like, it's reading.
No,
which
you're
I'm
fine.
Generally
you don't have
against,
to do that.
Like,
you don't have to do that.
I'll do it. When you said something like,
oh, we're on Twitch affiliates or whatever, I was like, oh, fuck. I haven't looked at Twitch in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I went to my Twitch app, and there were two things that I had watched. One, I don't know what the fuck it was a blank screen. The last thing on my, like, what do you call the your Twitch board,
your dashboard,
for me page
dashboard? I
sure.
Think. Oh, I see. I see what you mean. People that you could watch or whatever.
Well, it was like something I had watched. It was like last thing I did watch.
Okay,
and it was Game 4, Heat Lakers in the bubble, 2020. It was a watch party from 2020.
Watch party. All right.
From October of 2020. Yeah.
Did you throw that bad boy on? A little rewatch?
I did. I actually did watch a little bit.
Good.
That Zach Harper guy. Not good hair. Amino Hassan. Mm-mm. Cut your hair, dude. Bad.
That's funny. Yeah, we could do that too. I mean, whatever. If we're just sitting around watching a game, fuck it. I mean, we could do that with like certain duck games and stuff. I mean, I don't see why not.
It's just a hard battle to get into in the Twitch world when you have the big-titted goth girls and stuff.
We're not their competition, you know. Oh, like,
we are their competition.
I mean,
they're my competition. That's all I want to beat are those women.
Ski's gunning for the big titty, the big natty goth chicks.
Yeah, that is enemy number one on Twitch in my eyes.
All right, and the hot tub streams or whatever too, right? You going after the hot tub streamers?
You can't beat those streamers. Yeah. How can you beat that? Sorry, yeah, it's not possible.
No, you're not wrong.
Get off to it.
Let's see. So WCP, as he would know this, what? By the way, you can smoke weed on Twitch as long as there's a mature audience warning.
Mm-hmm.
We should have that anyways, probably, right? Like,
no.
I'll look
King
into that.
Says beating off to women in the tub.
What? I didn't say that.
You didn't have to say it. Yeah,
I didn't.
It was implied from you, usually, I guess.
Let's see what else. If you don't watch our streams, I do post them on YouTube, so you can check those out on YouTube. But by all means, watch our streams. Also, a heads up to people who are not subscribers. We did add advertisements. It's part of our thing with them. And if I set the way I set it up is it's going to give you a warning in the chat that it's coming up. The ad is going to be 1 minute every 20 minutes. If you watch it, we get money for it. So watch it or subscribe to us if you don't want to watch it. Yeah.
I guess the option is there a skip ad button that pops up after five to ten seconds?
There sure isn't. Nope.
All right. Well, then you're stuck watching it.
You got to watch them. It's a minute ad. So again, or you could subscribe and you don't have to watch ads. It's completely up to you, whatever. But this is just a new thing that we have at our disposal now. And it's pretty cool. I'm kind of stoked about it. I don't know. Maybe we can recoup the monthly fee that it costs to post these online that I pay. Maybe as long as we get that. Like I said, I've been saying that all along. As long as we get that, like the $12 or whatever I pay every month, like I'm good. all right, let's get to sports, huh? So
before we get to sports, can I just say that it's a belated 25-year anniversary. But it's yesterday. Happy Game 7 to Blazer fans of Lakers versus Blazers.
I was afraid of that.
Happy quarter century. You know, that's the mineral.
It takes you back to a time where Shaq and Kobe liked each other, and you know the jail Blazers were running the streets of Portland, and
Scottie Pippen was still the fucking man, averaging like 11 points a game because it was a different time.
Everybody was wearing bandanas headbands. People were
and I know I've told the story before, but between quarter three and quarter four of that game seven, Portland and LA, me and like a couple of buds went out to our TJ Reed's house, rest in peace for those who know him. And we're fucking slam dunking. Oh, I'm Rasheed Wallace. Bang. Oh, I'm Steve Smith from three, which was really like 10 feet away. And then we came in, we're like, oh. How'd that lead get? What happened? We're out there for 10 minutes. We were already celebrating beating the Pacers. What the fuck happened? Yeah, good time. Good core memory.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, fun times. Kobe to Shaq. Ah!
Like one of the biggest highlights in Laker history.
NBA history.
NBA history.
Yeah. The double.
We just
point,
happened to be. Like, we just happened to be on the wrong side of that. Hey,
always so
the
Jordan crossover. Slow mo in front of Byron Russell's face.
Yeah, there,
well, no,
so,
no,
yeah, there's,
no, because he hit no, the three like, against Cliff Robinson and then did the shrug where he looked at Magic, who was announcing the game. That was against Portland too. So fantastic.
Yes. So like in the pantheon of like NBA like highlights that they show on every channel, there's the Jordan shrug against the Blazers, right? There's Jordan, you know, doing that layup thing, you know, against the Lakers. There's Kobe to Shaq against the Blazers. There's, blocked by James. And there's the push-off from Jordan. Like, it's pretty sick that out of, like, the five highlights that will forever be shown, the Blazers are in two of them. That rocks.
Has Dame and PG's face jumped up in there yet? Should that replace
something? No, it was
something?
Too early. It was first round. It was too early.
Too early?
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
It could have been a pro Blazer thing happening in those highlights.
Yeah, you know, seeing Cliff Robinson catching strays with his face while Jordan is doing this always sucks.
Will forever suck. Like half of the highlights on Inside the NBA or whatever were fucking against the Blazers. Yay. Okay, so let's start with Oregon softball and baseball and just get it out of the way, I guess. I don't know why we do this with any Oregon sport, frankly.
Are you guys watching basketball right now?
No, I turned off my TV because we were fucking chonking. I don't know.
Apparently Halliburton just went dagger game one Pacers win.
No way.
Man, he's building a fucking rep at this point. Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Wow. He did.
Bang.
Holy shit. Wow.
For a guy that was just getting obliterated this season of being not a superstar, pretty much people calling him a fucking bum. He's had a hell of a little playoff run going here.
He sure has, yeah.
All right, back to topic.
Well, no, do you want to just roll with NBA? Do you have any other NBA to talk about? Or?
I'll say I didn't watch a second of tonight's game. I enjoy watching the Pacers. I hate watching the Thunder. I don't like the way they play, but I think most of it is I hate their colors. I hate their uniform. I hate that they've been in OKC for 17 years and they've had unmitigated success. So I will not, I don't want to watch them. Mm-hmm. Now, if in like 5 days the Pacers are up 2-1 and hosting a game in Indiana or whatever, I'll tune in. But for the first three games, kind of out. But the Pacers winning tonight, kind of, well, okay. My peepers are opened.
I said this series is going to get terrible ratings. I mean, the ratings the ratings have been dropping year after year, and in this matchup. But I thought this series will actually be one of the more entertaining finals we've seen in maybe 5 years. I would say it's just going to be an entertaining game. I think every game is going to be entertaining down at the end.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know how much anybody actually is going to be watching it, though, right?
Like, well, that's what I said. Tune in if you want to watch some entertaining finals.
Yeah.
Or not, because you don't give a shit about OKC or the Pacers. That's the thing.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was chuckling when King was going in on saying how much I hate this about OKC. I hate this. For some reason, I just pictured him and Bernie Mac in Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah. I hate black skin.
I hate black pepper. I was hoping you're gonna end with I hate black pepper.
Dude, I literally thought that too.
I love Bernie. R.I.P. Bernie Mac. God, one of the better scenes.
That's very good. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention something for the Twitch thing. I did. If you guys click on the little like smiley face thing, like I did create a bunch of subscriber and follower specific emojis, and like some of them are animated and stuff, so if you click that you can post them as well. So heads up, that was part of the thing I could do now too. Okay, so back to the Ping Sports.
No, before Ping Sports, King, I want to know how your night and or following day was last week after eating the wings.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you, Steve. it was so my stomach hurt like until about noon, deep in my core, like from the bottom of my rib cage to like almost like where like the where I would shave my pubic hair on my penis area, you know what I mean?
The groin region.
And so I woke up and I took a shit.
Is it a fupa? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just saying like, you know, like your pubic area, like where your pubic hair is.
Yeah, the fupa.
Like it hurt.
Yeah.
Is that a fupa? Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily a fupa.
I think it is. I think that's what we're talking about, right?
Do we all have front upper pussies? Like, I'm a little confused.
Correct. The fat upper pussy area. Yes, we do.
I think we all do. All right. Okay. Whatever. And so pooped, showered, went to work. And for about 4 hours, I was in hell. And at about 9 o'clock, 9:30, I was like, fuck, I have to shit. And so I left my office, my sad little cubicle.
Left one office and went to another office, right?
No, no. And I drove across the street to the Riverbend area and went into one of the auxiliary offices on the fourth floor at the NSC building because there's nothing there. It's all closed. Yep. It's IT guys and a F&A clinic. The other everything else is closed. So I took a shit in there, and then I came out, and I thought, fuck, I'm good. And then all of a sudden I was like, shit. Every time I feel like I have to, like, fart, I said it in the Discord, I feel like if I open up my anus, yeah, I'm just going to shit out, like, 12 golf balls. Like, for whatever reason, my anus felt like it was, like, that big. It was insane. And it didn't happen. Nothing came out. But I honestly felt, like, after I'm a shit number two, I was like, okay, this is the last one. And I could just... It was terrible. It was awful.
It was swollen, and the spice went through your poop to your butthole. And so your butthole then was affected by the spice, too.
Yeah.
You had a swollen butthole, my guy.
Yeah, for like two hours, maybe three. Every time I sat down in a chair, I felt like my anus opened up, and I was like, well, that's concerning.
That's rough.
That could be bad. Yeah. I'm sitting down, and I feel like my asshole just opened up.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's doing chalk drawings on a sidewalk, and I'm not a willing – I'm not trying to, but I feel like my underwear is going to be just insane. Yeah. And it wasn't. It wasn't.
Good for you.
Does it make you appreciate the people like Bonnie Blue out there, you know, taking it for the team? I mean, you just had a little – you had two wings right there, and it, like, ruined your world.
I had three. Thank you very
Come
much.
Come on,
three.
Bro.
I mean, I guess I was only 997 away from Bonnie Blue status. I would not have survived the Bonnie Blue Da-Bomb challenge.
I believe in you. I believe in you, man.
No.
I believe in you. You can do it. Little and determination. Also,
don't mean to sex shame. You might
need some milk.
24 hours? That's fucking crazy. Just 1,000 insertions in 24 hours. Fucking crazy. Insane.
1,000 anything in 24 hours is crazy. Like, you know,
aside from breaths. Like, yeah, like, that's the only acceptable thing in 24 hours, just breaths.
I guess I don't know, that might be too much. I'm not sure. I don't know how much we breathe.
More than 1,000 times
probably, right? Maybe not. I don't know. Yes.
Good question. So, someone in the chat, mm-hmm, Google that. Mm-hmm. How many Google breaths that. Does an average person take in 24 hours?
Yes, put it in the chat. I'm glad to hear you were at a medical facility at least, right? So, like, if all hell did break loose, like, there's an ER. You know what I mean?
I would just hit the AED button. Help! Help! So, my butthole's open.
My asshole fell down and it can't get up.
I prolapsed.
I'm wondering, is this like childbirth, you know, where women like forget like the pains of delivery and stuff like that? Oh, yeah. They completely forget it. Like, how long before you attempt to eat something that level of spicy again? Will you recall that day?
Yes, because the next day was terrible. Like, yeah,
no. that's like a scientific fact, right? Like, women who have given birth, like, there's like a hormonal thing that happens where it makes them forget how much it fucking hurt and how much it sucked, so they'll do it again and again and again. That's science, man. The human brain is fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look at this trad guy over here wanting women to pump out. You know, tons of babies.
You're talking about
me? I'm talking about you.
Only
yeah.
if they're mine. You know what I mean? I'm fine with it then. I'm like Elon in that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. By the way,
good day for Elon.
Good day for us to be an affiliate on Twitch, right? We get to talk about Trump and Elon. Let's go. This is prime Twitch business, baby.
Are we just completely forgetting about the Diamond Ducks, by the way?
No, I mean, we'll get to it.
Do you want to recall the Diamond Ducks?
Here's all I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Softball team, hey, I got no problem.
Great season.
Got no problem. You ran into Oklahoma. I know they lost to Texas Tech. They're in the NIL, you know, power at this point, you know, this year, whatever. The guys, my only thing is lost in the bad call on Friday was, for me, why the fuck did you send him? That was shallow enough to where it was going to take a fuck up, and they fucked it up, and they still got out. Like, that was wild. And then on Saturday, not a new thing. The bullpen stinks. The bullpen's terrible. And, yeah, it was what it was. Because, like, I joked in there. It's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to go mow the lawn. And I actually waited, like, 20 minutes. And then I did mow the lawn. And while I was mowing the lawn, the Ducks hit 3 home runs. And on the third one, I'm up there. No one could see me. I'm like, yep. Bang! Ah, we got this shit. Woo! And then I came inside, and they decidedly did not have that shit.
They didn't have it.
And it's such a cliche. You know, Grinsell was in there for the first batter, I believe. I think he was pulled after the first. He walked the first guy. Yep. And then the reliever comes in and walks the second guy. And at that point, it's like, oh, I know it's cliche. You walk 3 bases, they're going to score. And the third guy up hits a ball to third. Probably would have only got one out if he plays it perfectly, but goes off his glove, bases loaded. At that point, I went, ah, they're not like, they're not, I was like, they're, it's not like they're not going to win, but they're giving up 2 or 3 runs. It just is what it is.
And it's not like that big, was not fun. They, college baseball shit snowballs. And it snowballs fast. Like something like that in the bigs, you know, walk, error. You're still confident, you know, of maybe just giving up the one run, like maybe a sack fly or they get a double play and the run scores. Especially with the Ducks bullpen this year, when that scenario starts going, it's not one run. It's a crooked number getting put up every time.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was tough to watch. And I accepted that it was going to be like a tie game or whatever, but that their approaches of hitting in the ninth inning. I know he was a lefty and he didn't throw hard, but he threw with movement and he had kind of a somewhat wonky delivery.
Crafty lefty.
But two of the three guys just taking third strikes and just not even swinging.
Insane.
Your season is on the line. You just got to take a hack.
Get the bat off your shoulder. It's insane.
It might look shitty on film, but it looks worse when you just don't swing. I just didn't get the approach in the ninth, and that's so easy for me to say, but it looked like a third inning approach. Like, well, no, figuring out this guy.
Dude, it's worse when you like compare it to how they hit every other inning of every other game, where they just take monster fucking hacks at everything. And to go up there in the most important inning of your season and just like watch pitches, like, nah, man, watch strikes, by the way. Like, it's one thing to watch pitches, but like to watch strikes, like, fucking be aggressive. Yeah, be aggressive.
Yeah
and I was gonna say, the first time we like started talking ping today, it's like, I don't know why we do this to ourselves as followers of Oregon sports. I don't want to like bring all the other sports into it, but it's like, especially the ping sports, it's like, we know what's going to happen when they get to this spot. Like, Oregon baseball has literally like never made it out of a Eugene regional. Like, is that a stat that came up? It's like 7 in a row they have lost, and not
5 in a row.
Eugene, that was it. Yeah.
Lost, yeah.
But that's crazy. And then softball, when they get to Oklahoma City, their bats stop working. It does not matter the team. Their bats stop working. Period. So like, really, we should be surprised if they have success at that level. Like, and again, I don't want to take anything away from their season, because like, they were fantastic. Wow. They were really fun to watch. I had a great time watching them. Like, one of my favorite memories of this year was going to that softball series like a couple weekends ago. But fuck, it's a trend for a reason. It's because it never doesn't happen. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with Oregon football too. It's like,
There's
prove me
though.
Wrong. You know what I mean?
there's a difference with the ping sports, because the ping sports you could ride, especially in softball. Like, who was it? The chick for Oklahoma, the one that threw like every inning, pitch for like.
Oregon doesn't have those.
But that's what softball, especially baseball, to some extent.
Are you serious?
You could just ride a pitcher.
That's crazy.
To win it.
All right, what's going on, King? What's going on?
I mean, it might even be a joint. No.
All right, what's going on?
Oh, the wife just came home, and she was telling me that one of our neighbors, she drove by, and he's out there wearing like a weight cutting suit type thing, right?
Oh yeah,
and he's on Martin a Lawrence stationary bike. Huh?
Is Martin Lawrence your neighbor?
Maybe. No, he's white.
He's hard.
And he's just out there just fucking rocking that shit, right? On a stationary bike. All the while smoking a heater.
I mean, is this the neighbor that you're in a feud with?
No.
Man, I am glad I asked, dude. That is insane.
She's like, I tried to take a picture. Cigarette didn't show up, but he's just rocking this shit.
Hey, respect. Respect. You got to get your miles
one of two
in.
Things. The guy is awesome, or he does meth.
Or both.
That's kind of.
Why not both?
Or both.
Why are those mutually exclusive, Ski?
There aren't too many awesome meth heads out there.
That is a fair point.
Yet, that you've met yet. I mean, geez, look at you just lumping all of meth society into a bucket, man. Like, geez, listen to this fucking guy.
So on the baseball front.
Real quick. From WCP, AI says 17,280 and 28,800 breaths per day. So I don't know why the two different numbers, but like it's more than 1,000. So
AI, what a great tool this AI is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I used to do this thing like 10, 15 years ago, where when Oregon would beat a team in football, I would tune into the local radio show.
Yeah.
Mainly it was KJR with Softy, but you know, Corvallis, there was some other ones. LA was easy, you know. If they beat like Cal, I wasn't doing it, or Stanford, because KNBR in the Bay Area was not talking Stanford football, you know.
No.
Todd McKim wasn't doing it.
I've kind of grown out of it a little bit, mostly. But now my thing is, when Oregon loses, I'm like, sometimes I just want to hear someone local just talk shit about the Ducks, just to hear patterns. So on Monday, I turned into Canzano's show, and they did the thing. It was grit and grime, built not bought. Is Oregon baseball soft? You know, that whole 2009 Rivals message board bullshit. Built, not bought, grit, grind, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, is the Oregon baseball season a failure? And for me, I'm like, probably to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely a disappointment. Failure is probably a little strong.
You don't make it to Omaha? Yeah. Right?
And they did the thing where he went to his executive producer and he was like, much like the football season for Oregon, the whole thing was a failure. Oregon sports are a failure. They suck. They stink. Blah, blah, blah. They're not good. But these plucky Beavers, man, they're gritty and they're gutty. And Canzano's like, they just got that championship DNA right down from 2006 and 2007. And I'm like, they just won a regional, and they go, if Oregon is ever going to, both of them, multiple times, if Oregon baseball is ever going to advance and get close to a College World Series and make a super, they can't keep recruiting, you know, these glitzy and glamorous players. They got, you know, it's got to be gritty and gutty like the Beavers.
Wait, this is for baseball?
For baseball. And I went,
what?
I went, oh, fuck. It's fair not following college baseball, fair. But if you're going to, if your first 20 minutes is going to be college baseball, you should probably do a little research. And they were like, Oregon's ever going to, you know, get out of the regionals. I was like, they don't have any clue that not only has Oregon gotten out of the regionals last year, they got out of the regionals the year before. And that was winning at Vanderbilt. Like,
yeah,
they've been to the Supers the last 2 years, and they're just sitting there going, well, you know, if Mark Wazikowski ever wants to get out of the regionals, it's got to get more gritty, got to get more gutty. And I'm just sitting, I was like, all right, let's turn on Divorced Dad Rock. Like, I'm good. This is terrible. I don't even care enough to, like, call in. But I'm like, they have no fucking clue that Oregon made the regionals in the last 2 years. The super even, regionals, I mean.
Does that even apply to Beaver baseball? I wouldn't be surprised if they have a bigger NIL package than Oregon baseball does.
Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
If anything, the Ducks are the gritty, gutty, smaller lunch pail you program in the Ping world.
But Mike, and like, so I was listening, and that was Monday, and I didn't listen Tuesday or Wednesday. I listened a little bit today, and they were interviewing Pat Casey for like a fucking hour. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, I saw the post on that. He had Brenda Tracy fucking and hell. Pat Casey on the same show or something, right? Like, insane.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Insane.
And they did the same thing. And so I'm like, in my head, I'm like, if Oregon State loses in the Super Regionals, I'm going to call into Canzano's show. I'm just going to be a dick and be like, oh, they're a failure, right? Like Oregon football, they're a failure, season failure, loser program, right? I mean, they didn't even get to like the real thing. If they lose in the Supers, which they probably won't, you know, maybe I guess baseball.
Who do they play?
Florida State. I think it's like an 8-9 matchup, if I'm right. But my thing is like, I was just like, oh my God, it's so crazy. And I kind of get it. They have to keep Oregon State fans engaged. But it was to call the Oregon football season a complete failure and then be like, geez, Oregon State, they made the Supers. Let's throw a fucking parade. Dude, Oregon did it twice in 2 years.
Yeah, also Oregon State always does that, right? Like,
they... No, they haven't, though.
They haven't, like, they haven't been that good.
They haven't been.
Okay. I guess I thought they had that championship DNA, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know.
Since Casey left. Yeah.
Like, I think this is Mitch Canham's second Supers. He's only been there, you know, COVID, you know, all the shit is weird. But Wazikowski's been there. He was there 2 years in a row. Yeah. And he beat them Vandy boys on the way once. Yeah. It was just weird. I was like, oh my God.
And baseball's a weird one.
All the tropes, you know, about five stars and reading their own, reading the newspaper clips. It was just dumb.
Yeah. And if you look at all the regionals this year, too, how many hosts lost, you know, ranked teams lost this year?
Yeah, Vanderbilt lost. Clemson lost. There was a bunch. Yeah. It's like five host teams lost, I think.
Yeah.
Out of 16.
Baseball is a weird sport when you get a four-team little round-robin double elimination thing.
And granted, Oregon baseball, that was an embarrassing two games.
How it happened, yeah, was that's...
Yes, dunk, embarrassing, but... You put that pod in basketball or football, let's just say Oregon is skating out there. Baseball is just different.
I do agree with you, though, where I'm just thinking over Oregon State athletics over the last year plus. What can they – basketball? No. Football? No. Women's basketball? They can go down. They have to have something to glom onto, right, as you said, to promote the other school in the state.
And let's be real. That's one of the things Canzano tries to do most, more than anybody else in the state, is promote Oregon State athletics. And so,
which is fine.
No, it is. I'm not like mad at him for it. I'm just saying, if baseball is the successful program, then when they're being successful, he would have to do what he's doing, basically.
Except for he's such a piece of shit clown that the only way he promotes Oregon State sports is by trying to knock down Oregon athletics.
That's weird.
That's the problem with him.
That is weird.
You're supposed to cover – be fucking pro both. Why can't you be pro both fucking athletic departments?
Yeah. Like baseball is an uphill battle in the state of Oregon, period. So if Oregon and Oregon State are doing well, like, shout them both out, man.
Well, like, he did a whole thing when I was listening. What's the most successful program in Oregon?
Program.
And it was Oregon State, whatever, Oregon, whatever. And he said it was Oregon State baseball. Okay, fine. Sure. They've won 3 titles in approaching 20. Well,
Oregon,
yeah, almost 20
Oregon
years.
Track and field. I don't know. What?
Yeah, sure. Yes, that they've technically been more successful. My whole thing when I was listening, I was like, how many national titles in Oregon baseball would I need in a 15 year span to make up for Oregon just making the playoffs every year? Winning a game or two, losing in a title game, you know what I mean? To make baseball more important. And I was like, I don't know, 10. 10 in 15 years. Yeah. Because let's be honest, I know I've mentioned this probably 20 pods ago and 60 pods ago. You know, there was a quote from the Duke Athletic, director saying, listen, we would take a quarter of the success we have in basketball if that was in football. Because football rules everything, and then it's basketball and baseball. I've kind of been converted to the ping, but I don't lose sleep over it.
No, the ping's fun. The ping is fun, but it's not.
Ping is fun.
Yeah, it's not something you like. You're not following ping recruiting. You know what I mean?
No.
You're not going to a ping spring game.
Someone in the Discord follows.
All right. Not all of us are Nuttian, dude. Not all of us are FKD, dude. You know what I mean? So that dude is an Oregon fan. And that dude has season tickets and is a ping head. So they don't make a lot like that.
It might be hard to find someone that likes baseball as much as I do.
Yeah.
I don't know or care any player. If going into next year now, I don't care who's on the team. I'll 2 months into the season, I'll be like, all right, now let's pay attention to who's playing here for the Ducks.
It's fair. Fair enough.
Baseball's a long sport, even in college. Okay, anything else on the ping sports before we put them to bed for a long time?
Nope. Great season softball, entertaining. Yep. Just lost, tough ones.
Yeah, it's a shame. I don't say all the things I said earlier, about my lack of surprise and how we should prepare ourselves for this every year. I don't try to say that in a mean way or anything like that. They are fun to watch. I genuinely really want the softball team, especially, to win a national championship. That would be the fucking coolest. And softball is a fun, easy sport to watch. And so it would be nice if there was more buy-in. And I think something like that, a deep run in the Supers, a national championship would create more interest than is already there. I think people are sort of like us. They get interested when the postseason comes around and stuff like that. But
the weather stinks here, man.
Totally. Yeah. But again, it's a fun-ass sport to watch. It was a fun team to watch. And so it's a shame. But again, we really should not be surprised when this is the result.
And Melissa Lombardi, I've kind of said it before, is I thought she was a super regional roof, that was her ceiling. She broke through it. She got to College World Series. Cool. That's growth. Good on her.
For sure.
You ran into Oklahoma. Okay.
Playing the transfer portal game and getting a couple big wins in the transfer portal and doing that. I got to be honest, as the years were going on with her after she took over for Mike White, I realized it was a bumpy road for a while. You're replacing one of the most loved Oregon coaches maybe ever, in any sport. People fucking loved Mike White here. And to come in and sort of change the culture, because she did change the culture. It was like, she's way more stuck up than Mike White. Let's be real here. But like, to change the culture, have a bunch of players transfer out, never have old players come back and say hi to the program. And then like build your team. Build your team to what it is now. Like, I'm shocked. I didn't see it coming. I was like, oh man, the way she's going, I don't know how. Like, I don't know what you do. Like, do you fire her and replace her with somebody else? Who else? But it was like, it wasn't an uphill trajectory. You know what I mean? So for her to have this season, it was like, okay, good on her. I was wrong. And this team was fun, and I hope she can keep it going.
Well, she's also got a job for life. The ancillary sports of Oregon, if you don't have to win it all, but if you make some runs, they're not going to fire you ever.
By the way, Duck Duck Jeff saying all the old players came back this year. No, they showed up in the Supers or whatever. They showed up at the College World Series games, but they didn't. I don't think they came to Jane Sanders at all this year. I could be wrong, but. Hey, sorry, Ski. Go ahead.
Nah, I got nothing.
All right. All right. I feel like I took sort of more of a negative tone than I wanted to take. The team was fun. I'm happy for their success this year. I want to see them go farther, period.
We know what you meant, Brog. You just meant, fuck those bitches.
Women's sports, yeah. The point?
Get good. Get good.
I get why there's such a pay-wage gap, is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Ay, ay, ay. All right. How about Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers? Any takes on that?
Nope. I like it. I want to see Rodgers fizzle out in Pittsburgh.
And he's already fizzled out. Like, what is that? Yeah. This is sort of a weird move for Pittsburgh, right? Like, I know they don't. I don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, any team that signs Justin Fields or trades for Justin Fields and then signs Russell Wilson last year doesn't know what they're doing. And then lets them both walk. So, yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
I guess if you truly don't have a quarterback, you're a little desperate too, yeah. Well, so.
After you drafted Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Mike Tomlin is going to make the Hall of Fame as a coach.
He is, yeah.
And Mike Tomlin is going to be a guy who you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. I remember that Super Bowl. Wait. In the last 17 years of his career, he won one playoff game?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. How is that even possible? What the fuck? How is he a coach for that long?
Why did they fire him?
They don't fire their coaches in Pittsburgh.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say on this other than like, yeah. I think we all sort of are, we have fatigue with him, right? Like, I think we're all sort of just done with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think like the NFL should be done with Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's not good anymore. He's injury prone. He's old. Like, what?
He'll be better than anyone they've had in the last like 7 years, including the last couple years of Roethlisberger.
So, is that because he's actually going to be good, or is it because everybody else has been bad?
Like, his peak is like a B minus.
He's a middling quarterback, right? Like,
but that's if he's the 16th best quarterback in the league. Look at the Steelers the last five, six, seven years. It's better. It's just better.
If Brock Purdy got hurt right now, Braga, would you rather have Rodgers over any of the backups?
They just drafted that O'Rourke guy from Indiana. I think I might take him over Aaron Rodgers at this point. Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot throw a football, man.
O'Rourke slung it last year, bro. What are you talking about?
Is he Curtis with a K or is he with the C?
I think he's because I'm pretty sure he was an Ohio Bobcat first before he transferred into Indiana.
I think he went to James Madison.
Was there a different? Does he have a brother, O'Rourke?
a lot of O'Rourke's out there.
Could have swore there was an Ohio Bobcat quarterback.
It could have been.
Definitely in the MAC, at least. Might not have.
It is, like it is Curtis O'Rourke with a K. Hmm. He started, went to Ohio and then Indiana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try to doubt my fucking MAC knowledge?
Well, you doubted me with Curtis with a K, so I guess.
I did. Because I didn't think it was out.
You want to hear something else interesting? He went to high school at Holy Trinity in Oakville, Ontario, in Canada. So he played high school ball in Canada.
Yeah, and that's your backup quarterback. Your Niners are fucking toast.
The MAC.
Niners are toast.
He was the MAC MVP in 2022.
Okay, he was.
Abolish the MAC. It's terrible.
Let's see. How you feeling about Kansas trying to take your teams, King? The state of Kansas.
I'm gonna cry for Missouri being stupid. The state of Missouri being stupid. Oh, fucking idiots! Like Josh Hawley runs that state. Fuck the state of Missouri. Yeah. Like, come on.
It is a hilarious like legal quote unquote battle where both states are like voting to make a push to take the Royals and the Chiefs as if it's like their choice. Like
the difference is Kansas is like, yes, we have a spot. And Missouri's like, downtown.
Do you though? You know, you're Kansas, right?
You know, Kansas has a spot. They really do. They really do. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you would have you found your way over into Kansas territory there, King?
Yeah, Kansas, honestly, the west side of Kansas, going east to west, is weird because it has, like, cliffs and stuff.
It's not just all flat?
The west side is flat and ugly as fuck. And I'm being polite by saying that, west
You're being polite by saying it's ugly as fuck and flat?
it's better looking than Missouri. That's all I'll say.
All right.
I was going to say, anyone outside of the actual Kansas City fans that live there, who cares that it's probably better to have it moved to Kansas.
So, from what I've got, no one cares. I'll just do this in, 20 seconds. No one gives a shit where the Chiefs play because they know the stadium is going to be different, whether it's in Missouri or Kansas, right? Arrowhead will not exist. No one really cares. The Royals people want to be in Missouri because they want it to be in downtown. There is a spot in downtown for it. You can't put a football stadium in downtown Kansas City. It's not big enough. It's just not going to work. Resign to Arrowhead moving.
Is this both or neither kind of thing? Separate.
They've separate. They're separate now. Yeah. And they both technically want to stay in Missouri, but the Chiefs, I don't think they really do. I think they want to move to Kansas, but the Royals do want to stay in Missouri downtown.
Yeah. Well, Kauffman's awesome.
Kauffman's great. Oh my God. Kauffman fucking rocks. It's just, I've said this in the Discord, where Arrowhead and Kauffman is, it is 5 miles from downtown. It may as well be 50. You can see downtown from Kauffman. It is so desolate. The highway, I think it's I-70, is so sad. There's like a Hyatt Inn on the other side of the road.
Ooh, it's classy. Hyatt.
It's just parking lots. It's awful. The atmosphere is rock, but the area, just it's so depressing. And it was in the 90s. It was in the 20s, the 2000s. It was in the 2010s. It is now. It sucks. The atmosphere stinks.
I think I'm fine with a football stadium being out of the city like that. Yeah. Baseball stadiums have to be in the city in my eyes.
Way better. Way better. Yeah.
It's not even close.
You need the space for football with tailgate. You need all that parking lot and shit like
exactly.
that. Baseball, you don't park wherever you can and just or walk there. That's kind of the goal. Walk in.
Or train. Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah. Little public transpo or park a mile away. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also, by the way, baseball, you have generally you'll have a view as well.
That's like, the whole point. You get the view of the
that's
city
the
over
point.
The
you need the view.
Point.
Yeah, football you don't. Football, it's literally a like a bowl. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, because like that's the difference. Like you watch a football game, your view is down. You watch a baseball game, yeah, you're watching pitches and whatever, but you're gazing up and you're just like, oh, St. Louis Arch, that's cool. Like,
I mean, for as much as they need to sell or move or do something with the Pirates. You can't beat the Pirate Stadium, Three Rivers being right there.
It's, beautiful.
It's beautiful. Even old PG Park in Portland, it was like sunken down low and all the high rises were run. That's baseball.
The stadium sucked. The stadium
was awful,
sucked.
Yes.
But you could totally see you had a vision of like, this would rock. There's the Oregonian building. There's the Mac. And there's, you know, some skyscrapers in the middle of those. That would rock, but not going to happen there either.
Yep.
So I guess that's where I'm at. Kauffman needs to go move into the city. Chiefs go to Kansas. That's fine.
Yeah. Chiefs can go to Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like half of the population in the United States doesn't know the difference anyways. So fuck it. Yeah. Like, honestly, who cares?
And I agree with King. Josh Hawley runs that state. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
That dude sucks.
Fuck him.
That dude sucks.
Okay. Do we have anything else before we get to our list? No?
I don't think so.
Well, back of my original first thing I brought up sports-wise, Evan Stewart thing. Is that a hoax or was that real?
We have not found out yet.
Or is it still unknown?
Yeah.
I did send a text to Matthew Preem, so we'll see if he answers. Nope, he hasn't answered.
You texted Preem?
I did.
Love that.
This guy name dropping over here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I reached out to Eric Scopel, and he's way cooler than Preem, and he hasn't told me anything
either.
Everyone
knows who Matthew Preem is. Yeah, come on.
I reached out to Justin Hopkins. He's my best friend, and he hasn't told me anything
either. That's even worse. That's terrible.
That's the worst.
Actually, Hopkins did report on it. He said he tore it in a 7-on-7. So.
He did. So if you don't know what we're talking about, rumors abound online about Evan Stewart tearing his patellar tendon, which would mean he is out for the entire season. But it has not been reported by anybody yet, and he posted like some pictures and stuff on Instagram since the rumors were dropped. So who knows? Those could be auto
posts rumors,
too. So
saying rumors just reminds me of I should always save a sound bite
Adele?
When I hear it, and it. No.
Okay.
Mario Cristobal talking to James Crepia, like in 2021. We're not going to address those rumors about Miami as he's clicking his pen.
Yeah.
The rumors. And then
he went to
36
Miami.
Hours later. Yeah. Hey, he was gone. Yeah. Good on you, James. Hey, what rumors?
Boy, it is consistent, if anything. Okay, well, let's get to our list then. It comes from Booble in our Discord. Join our Discord. It is Sports Brewery. In Discord, if you need an invitation to that, let us know, and we will we'll shoot you one, get you in there. It's a good time. We get our movie suggestions in there as well, and we get our list suggestions. It's fantastic. So our list comes from there, and it comes from MT Booble, who is not in our chat tonight. I don't know what he's doing. That is more important than our fucking podcast. But there is no such thing, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he's not here. So it is top three after game snacks when you were a kid. So you play your sport, you have a snack. I changed it a little bit. I tweaked it a little bit. Top three after game foods, food or drink. It could be whatever. So yeah, who wants to start?
I guess I'll go. My number three was usually in high school after games.
Yep.
I would always just eat. I'd have pasta.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Just always had pasta.
It is games. Weird. Like carbo loading after the workout. Like I feel like that didn't make sense. But our parents sure did that. It was like Hamburger Helper and shit and spaghetti and like...
Always pasta.
When was the last time you had...
Have you guys had Hamburger Helper lately?
I was going to ask the same thing. It's been like 30 years probably. Like
I had it probably about a year ago as kind of a joke.
It slaps, right?
No.
No, the opposite?
Dunk. It was terrible.
Wow.
So bad.
My mom used to make Hamburger Helper and Tuna Helper, and I fucking loved both of them when I was a kid.
Tuna.
I loved it. Ugh. So good. It's weird growing up and like having taste in food now, right? Like it's weird.
Tuna Helper.
Yeah.
Tuna Helper.
Tuna Helper. Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hamburger Helper sounds weird because you could just make that yourself.
Probably helped you in the bedroom though later on, right?
Hey yo. Oh baby.
Hey yo.
I'm very adept at eating tuna. Is that what you're asking? I'm really good at eating tuna. Yeah. Yeah. Tuna's great.
I love that joke. Thought that joke was more layered.
My favorite meal.
Right to the core.
Yeah.
We're right to the core.
Cut me deep, Shrek. So I'm going to go like in order of sort of like how old I get and the things I have. So my number three is going to have to be, and this is like early high school, like middle school too, has to be Pizza Hut, the buffet, and the red cups with the soda. That's the after game, after practice. That's the meal. That's the meal. And I've heard they're bringing that back too. I've heard Pizza Hut's bringing back like the canopies and the red cups and shit. So that might be the first place. The pizza's going to be different though. So I don't know. But
was that kind of like a buffet style then?
It was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was a buffet. You get your red cup, like, refill your soda as much as you want to. That was the shit.
Right, had your three options: cheese, pepperoni, and supreme.
Better believe it. They did have different pizza back then too. Like I remember the crust being different. I don't know. It might be like Mandela effect thing or something. But
it was personal pan back then, so it was a little more crispy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right, how about
you? I guess my number three, shout out to all the people who hate participation trophies. Orange slices and Capri Suns.
Yeah. Yeah. I made the mistake of introducing Capri Suns to my kid like a couple years ago, and they are just a regular fixture in my refrigerator. And just goes in there, grabs them throughout the day, just drinking Capri Suns. Every once in a while, I gotta be like, no. You have a water. Like you don't need to drink Capri Sun all day.
I think my favorite, like one of my favorite like mutations as I got older was when I was young, it was a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
And then you go to college, you go into your like early 20s and your mid 20s, you know, you go camping, you go boating and do all the shit. And someone hydrates with not a Capri Sun, but a Caprice Sun.
Caprice.
It becomes a Caprice. Mm-hmm. Once you hit a certain age, it's a Caprice. And goddamn, that Caprice hits good.
Caprice goes hard. All right, threes from the chat. WCP, Capri Sun. Love those back in the day. Still kind of do. Yeah, it's been a while since I've had one. Maybe it's been a while. Duck Duck Chef, Red Ropes post-game. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're not wrong.
Fucking love Red Ropes.
Also,
you like Red Ropes, other Red Vines.
He says
you like the more dense rope than the airier vine.
Yeah. Yes. He says
I still prescribe to that today when I'm shooting.
Yeah, ropes. love a dense rope. Yep. It was the archer thing. He was just pushing rope anyways. Let's see. He says, also, how did Big Licorice fuck up the naming of that? The long ones should have been called Red Vines, and the short braided ones should be called Red Ropes. Not wrong.
Yes.
Not wrong.
Correct. Third eye, open it up.
And then Twizzlers and the company itself should be blown up and destroyed and wiped off the face of the earth because they're trash.
I honestly wish Bin Laden had targeted the Twizzlers company on 9/11. wiped out the recipe, just wiped it off the face of the earth.
If Obama, like, was a half-decent president of any kind during his tenure, he would have rid America of Twizzlers, but clearly he didn't know what the hell he was doing. So I'm with Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't clip that. Don't clip that.
Trump, what a great guy.
Great guy.
The Rizzler and the Twizzlers.
I'm going to rid this country of Twizzlers. You know, the Democrats would never do that, but I will.
I just want to get the Twizzlers to all the illegals.
Good. Could be a way to detract them.
I mean, it might. Welcome to America. Here's some Twizzlers. Oh, no.
Ah, I'm good. No. I don't need to eat wax. I'm
adios. CTE Benoist. I don't know. Because they're from Honduras, right? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, caravan.
Yeah. CTE Benoist number 3 is Cosmic Brownies. Not for me.
No.
Those are such a trip because they look like they're going to be amazing, right? Like you look at the box, you look at the, you know, even you open the bag and like there it is. It's just like chocolate brownie with like, oh, it looks so good. And then you actually eat it and it's like dry. It's just doesn't really taste like chocolate.
Say chocolate brownie looks so good, but it's dry in a sensual voice. Say that. That's just what you said. Say it sequentially like that.
Chocolate brownie looks so good. What was the rest of it?
But it's dry. It's
chocolate dry. Brownie looks so good, but it's dry. Boing?
Yeah.
Do I get a boing? Yeah. All right, thanks. Thanks for the boing. I'll take a charity boing.
It's a little more guttural. I thought you'd be a little... Now I know you're a menace in the bedroom. I thought you would say it sensually. You said it.
Cosmic brownies taste so good, but they're so dry.
I don't know what that one was.
You get a little too close to the line there, buddy. It is the month if you want to say something.
Hey. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Let's see.
My first cousin was gay.
Was?
He hung himself because of it.
That was something else.
I'm not going to be the fucking first one to talk after that. What are you kidding me? You fucking
nut
job. Not true.
It's not true.
Jesus Christ.
It's not true. He shot himself. But it's been a minute. It's
been a while. No. No.
What?
No.
I don't get it.
I do like that these jokes are the ones like that we always make like an hour plus into the podcast because most people have checked out by now anyways.
Yeah, totally. They're not listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, boy. Let's see. WCP
right,
says...
number twos.
No, WCP says he has a bucket of red vines in his kitchen right now. Good man. Let's see. Yeah, number twos. Ski, were you first?
Yep. I'll go. My number two, this is kind of in-game and after game, and before the game, and it's not really food, but it's a wintergreen grizzly.
It's an all the time.
you don't need to eat. You don't need your snacks or your post game meal with an appetite suppressant like
three
that.
Three square meals in a can. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
This guy's a fucking alpha.
Yeah. Talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack. Amen. This is a real man
fucking
right
alpha.
Here. Yep.
Damn.
He's wearing like all. Damn. He's wearing all black today too. This dude is.
This guy fucks. Jesus.
Well,
It'd be great if your girl walked by. She's like, no, he doesn't.
It also helps that we played at Civic Stadium and we had our own locker rooms down in the dungeon there. And I just, high school, it was frowned upon to do it, but you're off on your own. They don't know.
Yeah, and you could just play it off like it's the professionals. Like they just left it there or something, right? Like, yeah, if you needed to. Let's see. So, as I said previously, this is sort of a trajectory thing. So, early high school, late high school, my post-game meal every Friday night was a Corona and a lime. Or
trying to get rehydrated, man.
Yeah. Or jungle juice, one of those two things.
Hydrating.
Yeah. Who said anything about hydrating? We're talking about like post sport meals, Ski.
Yeah, that's.
Do you even pay attention to what the list is, Ski?
You're supposed. Clearly, this guy doesn't know how to do athletics. You got to rehydrate after your activities.
That's what I was doing. God.
Yeah. Somebody that's why I agreed with the Corona. Jungle juice is the. It does not hydrate.
Buy this alpha dude. Jungle a juice clue, is poison. You know what I'm saying? God. You know what you could do
Green
with your bits. You know what you could do with your bits, viewer, is buy Ski a clue, figure it out. Shit. What you got?
That could be our new bit.
Yeah, I like that.
Bye, Ski a clue.
All right, what's your two? That rhymed.
My number two. 6-inch sub sandwich with a Dr. Pepper and Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
It's probably like $3 also.
Probably, it's probably less than that.
It could be less. Yeah, $2.50. Yeah.
No. By the way, I overlooked
when W was in office. Man, those prices are cheap.
I overlooked that totally, because that used to be a thing for me, too. You get the 6-inch sub and then, like, the chocolate chip cookies. Like, those are the bomb, man.
Shout out to everyone out there that remembers the sub club where you got the stickers and you could put it on. Mm-hmm. You got 12 of them. You got a free sandwich.
You got a free 6-inch sub.
Right there. Hey, this actually works. It was... Before practice, it was the subway that used to be in the Willamette Street Plaza there, mm-hmm. where like I think there was like a Chinese restaurant there.
Yes, that's the one I used to go to the most. Yep.
Yeah, and then they moved it down the other way. But that old one there, I'm standing in line, just ordered my sandwich, so I pushed off to the side. A fucking car drove through the glass at me. Right there before practice, as I'm getting a fucking sub.
By the way, I love he said at him like it was directed. This fucker was attacking me directly and decided to drive into a subway.
That old bitch was trying to take me out, clearly.
That's wild. Was it an old lady?
Yes, it was an old lady.
Yeah.
R and that D, they're tough to differentiate right there.
I feel bad that she never got to experience the $5 foot long.
Any time.
Oh, man, what a time to be alive.
Mm. Mm.
Now what is it like? The 10-50 foot long?
God, it took $15 to get a foot long meal now. What the fuck?
that's our
to
society,
my wife,
man.
It's free.
$5 burgers. Wait, I'm sorry, what? I missed that. $5 burgers are like $12. Like, man. Man, what happened? We used to be a country.
We still blame this on Biden? Can we still blame this on Biden?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
How did the doctors miss this one? You know what I mean?
Kind of on that, just on that note real quick.
Sure.
So in my neighborhood, there's, you know, I drive to work and there's a couple cars that are aggressively Trump. Whatever. Okay. But they're aggressively amongst the Trump stuff. Fuck Joe Biden. At what point? Did they just need to take that off their car? Because he's not in office?
And he's dying of cancer?
Never?
Like,
No, I don't even care about that. He could die tomorrow. Whatever. Who the fuck cares? But, like, he's not really in office anymore.
Yeah.
Why is he still...
And he's been dead for 5 years. I mean...
Yeah, he was assassinated in 2020, if you believe Prezi T.
Yeah.
It's a fucking clone, man.
He is a clone.
That is a thing.
Rack 'em.
So it says
Joe in Delaware. Thanks for the vine.
Rack 'em.
It says fuck Biden.
Yeah, FJB. Yeah, fuck Joe Biden.
Oh, it's okay. It doesn't actually say fuck on it though, right?
No,
oh,
no,
okay.
they're just the FJB ones.
Gotcha.
At least it's better in the Let's Go Brandon ones. Dumbest
so
thing.
So dumb. That's so
dumbest
dumb.
Dumbest thing.
Yeah, I think they realized that was dumb eventually.
No, they ran with that for a long time.
Yeah, they ran with it. Yeah.
For a while. All right, two's in the chat. WCP says Taco Bell, like 5 or 6 of the 99-cent double deckers. 5 or 6. Yo, respect.
Hey, yo.
99-cent double deckers and the fucking 7-layer burritos back in the day. Ew, let's go.
Fire. Those are the days when you could actually order 5 or 6 items.
We get like
drop $35.
Me and a buddy, we get like the 10-buck box. We'd like walk through the drive-thru at Taco Bell, get the 10-buck box, which, if you don't remember, 10 tacos, 10 soft tacos. You can do as many as you want, mix it up. Fucking insane. That was I did that probably too much, but it was great because I used to live right next to the one on Fifth
Everyone
Street.
Everyone did.
I used to live right Everyone. Next to the one at, like near Fifth Street, so I just fucking walked there all the time.
Taco Bell rocks.
It does. You know what? Like, it really does.
I mean, don't eat it often, but no. when you pop in, it's still awesome.
It's still good.
It's too expensive.
Yep.
And don't get their nacho cheese. It's not good, but other than that.
Is it too expensive? You get one of those like $5 box things. It's like you get 3 things and then a drink. Like,
I mean,
it's fine.
I mean, too expensive is relative, I guess.
It is. To every other fast food place, it's like half the price. So,
yeah, well, I mean, Carl's Jr. is like taking out a mortgage.
It is. It truly is. Yeah. Let's see. 2 from CTE Benoit, Capri Sun, Mountain Cooler / Wild Cherry are the 2 best flavors. What about Pacific Cooler? Pacific Cooler's dope. Mm. My kid is super into Pacific Cooler.
Was the Ecto Cooler? Was that a Capri Sun variant?
I think that was
its own thing.
I feel like that was like a special thing.
Was it Powerade or something? It sounds like a Powerade.
No, Powerade was never that cool.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Let's see. Duck Duck Chef, mid-game semi-frozen fierce grape Gatorade. Yeah. Blue in the grape.
Yeah.
I was always too lazy to freeze a water or a Gatorade.
It does
or
sound,
I forget it.
It does sound like a lot of work. No, exactly. You forget it in the freezer. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic thing to have on you when you want need it there, but
yeah.
Never.
Like a slushy Gatorade is incredible. Yeah. I can't drink those anymore because they're like 60 grams of sugar per Gatorade. But like I used to drink those all the time and they were the bomb, man. Ugh. I love Gatorade.
I guess you wouldn't have. King, have you tried the new Gatorades where it's like supposed to be like the electrolyte ones or whatever? It's like salty. Have you had the salty Gatorade?
Yeah, they're terrible. They're terrible.
The most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
That defeats the purpose. Awful. Like, it literally defeats the purpose. Doesn't, like, salt make your mouth more dry? Like,
when you sweat, you excrete salt.
So put more salt back in your body is the idea?
It's supposed to replenish your salt, your sodium levels.
They're awful. They're terrible.
It makes me think of what, like, jizz would taste like. That's the level of saltiness I feel like it is.
Hey, yo! Back to ropes in Steve's mouth. God damn. Yes. No, but honestly, I agree.
Honestly, that's exactly what it tastes like.
That was a good take.
It's a good take. I'm ashamed to admit it. But yeah, I thought, like, man, this is what she feels like. Oh, that sucks.
Maybe
now I get why. No, I get why she hasn't done it since Obama was in office. Okay. Got it.
I feel like it's someone that's maybe eaten some pineapple recently, so there's a hint of sweetness, but it's very salty. But it's still mostly salt. Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Hey man, we've all exploded more than we expected to explode. You know, and shit. Well, you know it. You know. You
well,
know
King's
what I mean?
Talking about shit like shooting the ceiling and shit. So
yeah,
this rope
hit the ceiling, trickles down a little bit. You know, it's like 28 days later or whatever, right? It like drips down and you know kills you a little bit.
It's like that shit in Ghostbusters 2. You know, I put it in the toaster and it starts dancing.
he was like walking through like a cave with like the stalactites or stalagmites. Which one's from the top and which one's the bottom?
Pick your poison.
I think tights is on the top.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Those stalactites.
Yeah. We got to figure out if we're tops or bottoms here too. So this is a good discussion. It's a good discussion. It's Pride
totally
Month.
A top. Don't ever say I'm a bottom.
I'm
securing it.
Hey, it's Pride Month. Like, there's a place in society for both, King. You're okay, man.
Are people getting mad at Pride Month stuff still online?
I mean, yeah, of course.
I would assume so.
Snowflakes.
It's weird. Pride gear rocks.
It
like
does.
That duck gear they put out with Pride, it's awesome.
It's so good.
And it doesn't say, like, I'm a guy. I take it up the ass. Yeah. Come in my eyeball. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a girl. Ride my face like a bicycle. Like, it's just sick color schemes.
How much would you pay extra if it did say that?
Oh, man.
Man.
Said sit on my face.
That would be so good. It would be so good. Yeah. And it's like a picture of somebody riding a rainbow. You know what I mean? Like,
probably at least $10. At least $10.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's see. Have we done our ones yet? I forget.
No, we have
not. All right, do your ones, Guy.
All right, my number one, I will not hear the slander about this place, but after games, when I younger, would go to Arby's. Jamocha shake, curly fry, and like a double classic roast beef sandwich.
Jamocha shake,
yeah.
Holy shit. That's a blast.
I'm not mad at that at all. Yeah.
It used to be that one on Franklin, right? It was right on the corner before you went over the bridge. That Arby's. Yeah.
No doubt. When was the last time you had Arby's, by the way?
Speaking of that, that's like Carl's Jr. I think that's about $50.
Is it? Yeah.
I went there like 3 weeks ago.
Hey.
Just because their potato triangles are back.
Potato triangles. Yeah.
It's so fucking good. The rest of the shit, I didn't care for.
Triangles. Been a really long time since I've been there. Like they're known for having really good curly fries, right? Is that correct?
If they're fresh,
okay.
They're pretty good. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's one thing.
Arby's melts. Sandwich. Like the melted cheese used to be the shit. Yeah. Like that's what I would go there for. Yeah.
You couldn't go wrong with an Arby's sandwich there.
Nah. It's great. All right, my number one, and this is as an adult, this is me after pickleball, this is me after kickball.
If you are
in our Discord, you know exactly where I'm going, as does Ski. I am getting in a nice warm bath because my muscles are falling apart, and I'm drinking a Prosecco. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my bubbly era, and Prosecco just calms those muscles down, makes it just so your joints don't hurt when you wake up.
I don't know. I feel like Prosecco seems like a fighting wine. You know, it's bubbly. It's
the opposite.
I think it's pretty chill.
Very chill.
Yeah.
Yep. Prosecco, or there's like Prosecco Rosé you could have too. I prefer the genuine stuff, but yeah. I'm in my bubbly era, boys. That's my one.
My number one is from DQ, a vanilla cone dipped in butterscotch what did they call them?
Jimmy's?
The freezy that they put the little bit of ice cream in.
Oh, the dilly pop? No.
No.
The dilly bar is in there. Totally. No, it's not a dilly bar.
No, not a dilly bar. It was a shit. I totally had it in my head. It was like a frozen drink where they just put a little tiny bit of their soft serve on top.
Yo.
And that perfect combo. Because they were both small. Like they weren't big. They were both small. So you crushed the butterscotch sandwich and then or sandwich. Ice cream cone. And then you had the whatever
it's
the
like
fuck
a float.
They
it's like a float almost then?
Yeah, it was some sort of a float. Yeah. Great.
Yo, one of the most underrated desserts of all time is a dipped cone, dipped soft serve cone. Like I would do the chocolate myself. I will never forget the first day I had, the first time I had one. It was like one of those like, oh, like a fucking bird landed on my shoulder and like I, you know, the world stopped. Like it was incredible. Dip cones are the fucking shit. And I need to go get one like tomorrow. It's too late to get one now, right? When does Dairy Queen close?
They stay up open late.
I might go get one as soon as we're done. Yeah. Man, that's so good. Okay, one's from the chat. WCP says, Pizza Hut, get one of them Bigfoot pizzas they used to have, or the Big New Yorker.
A Misty Freeze is what I was thinking of.
Misty Freeze.
Called a Misty Freeze.
Love it. Love it.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Duck Duck Chef, any all-you-can-eat buffet, our lacrosse coach would go in and negotiate a lower price since he was bringing in 40 guys. After securing the deal, he'd come back to the bus and tell us to put the place out of business. Cash rewards or excused gassers for the biggest stack of plates. That's great. That's great. You boys are going to eat for the whole week. Let's go.
That's tough. Is that hometown, like a hometown buffet, or is that like a Chinese buffet?
Yeah, he said any all-you-can-eat buffet. All right. Yeah, so, yeah, dealer's choice. CTE Benoit brings up a good one. The Little Caesars $5 hot and ready pepperoni.
After the game, you're tired. You want to get home?
It's easy. You go and grab it, and you eat the whole fucking thing by yourself. It's fantastic. Let's see. He says, they fell off for a long time, but I recently went and got an extra most bestest pepperoni, and it was actually good and brought me back to my childhood. I'm all in on Little Caesars again. I occasionally will buy that for the 13-year-old, and he's a big fan. Big fan. Yeah, it is what it is. Let's see. Honorable mentions. Did I miss anybody's? Oh, I guess that was it. Honorable mentions from WCP, $5 footlong, Squeeze It, Wendy's, Mickey D's, cold beer, a couple bowls of ganja, obviously, WCP. you think? After sports, couple bowls of ganja, yeah. Also before the sport, also during the sport, probably. Let's see, Duck Duck Chef, Arnold mentioned Sobe, Strawberry Daiquiri.
Sobe?
Yo! Yo!
Oh, my mind has exploded. What?
He says, RIP to the goat beverage. Yo, Sobeys.
Oh, they had the lizards on it. That did. Shit rocked.
They did.
The pink one. Woo.
Yeah. Plus,
the glass Sobe bottles you can make gravity bongs out of. They had a little weak point at the bottom. You just punch that out. Instant gravity bong.
It's so funny. We got to get you guys access to the chat because WCP said the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's all a Sobe glass bottle was for.
He says he called it a Sobe bong.
Sobe bong.
Yeah. Duck Duck Chef says buddies and I would make gravity bongs out of our giant Gatorade jugs. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything else before we go? Movie on Sunday is Novocaine. Watch it on Paramount Plus and listen to us talk about it. Again, thank you so much to all of you guys for, you know, sticking with us as long as we've been doing this and giving us that bump on Twitch.
Dorks.
So now we can make a little change on it. And thank you, Duck Duck Chef, for all those gifted subs earlier. That is really, really cool, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Later.